not the first time he has said that he wants to visit Derry at some stage during the City of Culture year, but recently when he joined with the Taoiseach at the St Patrick's Day celebrations in the House of Commons, he and the Taoiseach were presented with the second edition of the programme for the year, and also with DVDs of the Sons and Daughters concert. And again, he made it very clear that he wanted to come, not least because he's conscious too that the competition for the second City of Culture is now opening up, and he's aware that so many of his parliamentary colleagues and others are working on bids for that. So as part of promoting the second, the competition for the second City of Culture, he thinks it's important too that he should try to visit the first. But it would be a matter of trying to find an appropriate event, an appropriate date. And of course the Taoiseach is very clear that he wants to come for some of the City of Culture events, and I think he's talking about possibly more than one event.
Of course, the British Prime Minister David Cameron, he will be in Ireland in Fermanagh for the G8 summit this year. This could be maybe a time he could fit Derry into his schedule.
Well, he possibly could. I think there may be a bit of a stretch there in terms of all the other arrangements that are there. It could be an issue of trying to double up at that time. I also know that one of the things that he would have been thinking about that might have been a good event to do is the whole return of Colin Kill event. And of course, people may recall that David Cameron, when he addressed the Northern Ireland Assembly in 2011, he actually spoke to them on St. Columba's Day, the 9th of June, and he actually referred to St. Columba and pointed out that St. Columba didn't just unite the two traditions in Ireland, but transcended both islands. And he made the point that St. Columba is commemorated in mosaic in the central lobby of the House of Commons itself. So, but the fact that that's going to be really about a week before the G8 maybe makes that, not as feasible for him to do or whatever. We would just have to wait and see. But I think it's good that he is expressing this interest, and I think it's a genuine interest on his part as it is on the Taoiseach's part. But, you know, it could well be that they come to an event which, and if the event will be the star, the city will be the star, not the particular eminent visitor. And of course, while it's important to get visitors like this coming endorsing City of Culture, it's all of the other visitors here making up the year. And of course, the GAA Congress at the weekend was no less important a visit in terms of endorsing and making the year of culture work and giving a lot of belief in it than that of any prominent politician would be.
If David Cameron does choose to come to Derry on a visit, what kind of reception do you think he'd get?
Well, I think he would get a good enough reception. I mean, obviously people have differences with some of David Cameron's government policies, as I do myself, and I voted against the budget four times last night, for instance. But the City of Culture is a bit something that transcends politics. It's a bit something much wider. And of course, I think people are conscious that things have moved on since the last visit of a Prime Minister to Derry in John Major's time. And obviously there was some difficulty and controversy, needless, around that. But David Cameron is someone, of course, who has made his own direct contribution to the city in the terms of the terms and the quality of the apology that he gave in relation to the Savile report. And I think people would acknowledge that as well.